Today on the show, we're focusing much of our coverage on the growing number of protest movements across the globe. In Chile, schools are closed and people are facing long lines at grocery stores and gas stations. It all started with a hike in subway fares. A student protest quickly grew. Things turned violent. Subway stations and markets were set on fire. Chile's President Sebastián Piñera reversed the fare hike, but also declared a state of emergency, placing the military in the streets and imposing curfews. More than 200 people have been injured in the past 3 days, and at least 11 have died.
There's a lot of uncertainty. Universities are closed. Most schools are closed. My children didn't go to school. I didn't go to work.
Claudia Heiss is head of the political science department at the University of Chile in Santiago. She says even though these protests escalated fast, they don't surprise her. The situation, she says, is rooted in a much deeper tension in Chile, an inequality that dates back to a period of political repression.
In the history of Chile, we had military coup in 1973 that started a dictatorship led by Augusto Pinochet, which lasted until 1990. Pinochet became the de facto president for 17 years and committed a lot of human rights violations, exiled people, and bombed the governmental palace. And among his plans was to change the institutions of Chile.
So you're taking us back to the 1970s up through the 1990, which was the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. I thought the root of this unrest this weekend was the rise in subway fares.
Yes, that's right. It's hard to see the connection. But in reality, what happens is that we have a political system that, although has lived through 30 years of democracy, is not completely legitimate because many of the provisions of our current democracy were designed during the dictatorship. So some of the unrest, at least I think we're seeing now, caused by the rise of the subway fare, really have to do with problems of the democratic process, of the way social demands are translated into public decisions, of how much it matters how people vote at the moment when political decisions are taken and public policies are designed.
What were the changes that Pinochet ushered in that you kind of linked to the unrest today?
He created a constitution that puts the right to property above any other right. He created many supramajoritarian laws, laws that require a very high quorum to be approved, on all the matters of social life, including the central bank, the education, health, many, many issues, the armed forces. All of that cannot be decided by simple majority. And it's a very, very high majority in Congress.
So what difference did all the economic and structural changes make that were put in after the dictatorship, after 1990? Because I thought Chile's economy did pretty well, especially compared to its Latin American neighbors.
That's right. That's true. Chile has had a very successful economic development, a very successful model of export, and has created a very solid economy. I agree with that. The problem is that internally that has not translated into the well-being of the people. The inequality has increased very sharply. The provision by the state of social needs is very low. And the problem is that Chile has, we could say, has a first world economy, but has third world salaries. So people earn very little money and the cost of living is very high. So that leads to debt. You know, the subway fare increased a little bit, but it's the most expensive subway in Latin America. And the poorer people can pay up to one third of their salary only in public transportation.
And then there are just the optics of all the military on the streets and the curfews from the protests this weekend. Have you experienced anything like this in the years since the Pinochet dictatorship?
No, never. We had not seen this kind of state of emergency, which limits the right to move of the people and the right to assemble. So many friends are telling me that they had been pointed with guns by the military. I personally have 3 students injured already from the protests. So in democracy, I had never experienced something like this.
Yeah. And are younger people who are out and protesting in Santiago, I mean, people who did not live through the dictatorship, what's their reaction been to just what they're seeing?
They're much more in power. They go to the streets anyway. They challenge the curfew. And I'm very scared for my students because they don't know what this can lead to.
Claudia Heiss directs the political science department at the University of Chile in Santiago. Thank you for speaking with us, Claudia.
Thank you very much.